Well, just over this past week, we haven't had a lot more data, but obviously we've had events where President-elect Trump has been selecting various people who are going to go into his administration. And he seems to be picking mostly loyalists rather than those who have any particular talent for what they're going to be doing. That's, if anything, is just adding to this the view that it keeps things ticking along as far as the U.S. economy is going, because the U.S. economy is actually performing relatively well. But the upside risk on inflation will start to build as we go into next year. The data releases we got last week, still indicative of an economy which is growing not too badly. So we had, for example, the November National Association of Home Builders Index. That had a better than expected lift from 43 to 46. Admittedly, the October building permits and housing starts data was on the softer side. So October building permits were down 0.6%. They were down the month before as well. And housing starts were down by 3.1%. That's probably weather effect, because October was obviously that month where we had a lot of weather damage running through the south. But if we look at existing home sales, which came out for month of October, they were a fair bit stronger than expected and rose by 3.4%, much more than expected, after being down 1.3% the month before. So a bit of a mixed bag just running through that data. But also just the initial jobless claims, watching those on a weekly basis. And we've come down to a low point for the last 6-7 weeks. We're down to 213,000 from 219,000. So that's still a very strong hint that there's a lot of tightness running through the labour market, and that's not going to go away. So that pressure point coming from very, very tight labour market conditions will still be a pressure point going forward. And then right at the end of the week, we had the old-style manufacturing and services sector purchasing managers indices came out. These are not the ISM ones. We've still got to wait a week or so for those. But the November manufacturing PMI lifted slightly to 48.8 from 48.5. But the services sector PMI is really motoring. It was at 55 going back to October and lifted to 57. High 50s readings are very rare for these sorts of indices, and they point to economies which are really picking up pretty strongly. And of course, the services sector is the biggest part of the US economy. So, quite a deal of strength just running there through the services sector PMI. It was interesting, too, the shortened trading day on Friday, because you had Thanksgiving Day going back to Thursday. The US markets, risk assets are still got a tailwind behind them, and still rising very, very strongly. Moving to the US this week, it's comparatively quiet week for data. We'll get ones that are probably going to be worth watching. Things like on Tuesday, we'll get the November Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index. This one's had a big lift last month. It went from 98s to 108.7, so it had a very big lift going back to October. Market expectation is going to rise again into genuinely strong territory. 113 they're expecting for that particular index when it comes out. And of course, it's been consumer spending in the US which has been a key support for GDP growth continuing to run above long-term trend. And no sign in this that that's going to be any weaker. If anything, it looks as if it's going to pick up somewhat. We will get revised Q3 GDP. Q3 GDP, don't expect much of a revision on that. It was at 2.8% annualized growth going back to the advanced reading, probably still around the 2.8% mark. That's above long-term trend growth in the US. And that 2.8% is very much supported by consumption spending. Consumption spending was running at 3.7% annualized growth in the advanced reading. So, that's the mainstay for the US, and why the US is so different from many other economies around the world too, where, you haven't got that same sort of support coming through from household spending. Later in the week, we'll get the October core personal consumption expenditure deflator. And inflation in the US is just showing some signs of becoming sticky. When we got the CPI, when that came out for the month of October, we got a lift in that to 2.6% year-on-year from 2.4%. The October core personal consumption expenditure, which is very much the Fed's preferred indicator of inflation, at its low point was running 2.6 year-on-year. And when we got to September, that's 2.7% year-on-year. And when it comes out this week on Wednesday night, that one, looking at round about the 2.8% mark, so it's actually drifting higher. And you know, that's obviously a concern when you go towards the sort of policy mix we're likely to get early next year when the Trump administration gets into power. When you've got things like lifting tariffs, making a tight labour market worse by kicking people out of the US and really restricting immigration, and reducing taxes pretty heftily as well, we've got a pretty big inflation threat starting to build again in the United States as we go into next year. So these will become pressure points. October pending home sales come out this week as well. And October personal income, all of these, actually I mentioned Thanksgiving last week, it wasn't last week, it's this week, so Thanksgiving's on Thursday this week, but we got all this data dump which will come just before Thanksgiving Day. Personal income expected to be pretty solid again, up 0.3%, same as the month before. Personal spending up 0.4% after a 0.5% increase, and initial jobless claims 215,000 from 213,000. That's very, very low and still indicative of a tight labour market. Out of China last week, nothing of note. We had the People's Bank of China meeting. They didn't do anything with interest rates this time. They left it at 3.6%, their main rate. And we don't expect them to do anything until next year when they know what they're responding to in terms of the tariff changes that happen in the United States. This week, later in the week, we'll get the November manufacturing PMI, non-manufacturing PMI. Both of those were just a bit above 50 last month. Be interesting to see if they stay there for the most recent reading. In Australia last week, all we had of real note was the minutes from the RBA. And they just confirmed that the RBA is ruling nothing in or nothing out. That's a hint that the next rate change here could be either up or down. And it's just a sign that we've got a long haul ahead of us before the RBA will be thinking about the next rate change. At this stage, it still looks like a rate cut, but it's very much dependent on data actually softening away over the course of the next few months. And at this stage, no likelihood of any rate movement much this side of the May meeting next year. So we've still got this hold of 4.35% for the cash rate coming through from those the likelihood of that coming through from those minutes last week. This week we get some Q3 data readings, plus also the October CPI, the monthly CPI. We get Q3 construction work done. That comes out on Wednesday. It was up 0.1% going back last month. If anything, it should be up slightly for the most recent quarter again. We get Q3 capital expenditure coming out the following day. That was down 2.2% going back to Q2. If anything, there should be a small lift on that. The October CPI, when that comes out on Wednesday, that was all the way down to 2.1% year-on-year. That's really almost the low point for all that downward pressure that came through from electricity subsidies, plus also lower petrol prices. If anything, that might drift up a little bit from that point, so 2.1% more likely to be around about 2.2 or 2.3. And then as we get a bit further out, we'll see some much more significant lifts in that from this low point that we've been at, where some of the one-off factors start to fade away. Moving to Europe, Last week we had the September trade balance. That was actually pretty good, and it widened the trade surplus there to 12.5 billion euro from 4.18. But we haven't had much other data coming out of Europe. Europe this week, what we'll be watching is that we'll get the preliminary CPI coming out, probably very late this week. Last month, the CPI actually lifted a bit back up to 2%, and if anything, it might drift a little bit higher than that when we get the rate coming out this week. Something else to watch this week, just across the Tasman, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, they've got their meeting, comes up Wednesday. They will drop rates, and probably by about 50 basis points, to 4.25% from 4.75%. It's chalk and cheese between the New Zealand economy and ours at the moment. New Zealand economy is struggling near recession, has had quite a large lift in the unemployment rate, much weaker economy than ours. And on top of that, of course, the RBNZ have pushed their rates up much higher than the Reserve Bank did. So that's the main reason that the RBNZ there is just bringing those rates back a bit, whereas we're still very, very sticky and are unlikely to see rates come down. So the broad effect of all this running through markets is these higher bond yields that we've seen over the last month or two, they're just getting entrenched. And if anything, there's a drift up on those. The tailwinds behind risk assets, which has been coming predominantly out of the US, there's still not a lot to stop that in the very near term. So, yes, they are overvalued markets, but the problem is they're probably going to get much more overvalued before they start to show some signs of coming back. And that extends all the way through from the US equity markets through to US credit and everything. There's still that pressure because of the relative strength running through the US economy that's driving that. And that's about the summary for this week.